Morning. Just want to thank you all for your love and your loving words and your prayers for our family this week. We're really grateful that we have a church family that loves on us in hard times. And I invite you to turn to Psalm 32. We're going to be reading verses 8 through 9 for our exhortation before we confess our sins. Psalm 32, verses 8 through 9. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. This is God's word. Well, as we come to Psalm 32, verse 8, we have a very interesting exhortation in this psalm. I say it's interesting because it's one of those passages of scripture that could be a little bit shocking if you think about it. This is the Lord saying to you, don't be like a horse or a mule. And that suggests that we're in danger of such behavior, apparently. We are supposed to be these rational creatures made in the image of God, reflecting his glory, far above the creatures. We're supposed to have dominion over the creatures. But at times, God's word, in order to awaken us, says, don't be like a horse or a mule. Or at times it says, go to the ant and learn from the ant because your behavior falls short of what the ant is doing. The word of God will do this at times to humble us. Apparently, we are in danger of acting like rebellious, untrained, and unsubmissive animals. This is what this exhortation means. And if you go back to verse 7, you'll see there's a bit of a jarring shift that takes place in the psalm, because in Psalm 32, verse 7, David is speaking, and he says, you are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. Now, there's some debate about who the I is of verse 8. Is this David speaking to his audience, or is this the Lord speaking? I think it's much more likely that the Lord is now speaking to David and by extension to us, saying, I'm going to instruct you now. You've confessed your sin. You've received my forgiveness. And now I'm going to teach you. I'm going to guide you in the way that you should go. And what the Lord is saying with this exhortation is, be humble, be submissive, be teachable in light of what has happened. You've gone astray from my commandments. Now listen to me so that you don't go astray like that again. And the picture that is given is a stubborn horse or a mule or a donkey that does not come to you unless you go grab it and you put a bit and a bridle and you drag it over to you. Because it says, they must be harnessed with a bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. I think what it's the language that means there is, you're saying, come, and it's not coming. The animal will not come to you unless it's harnessed and pulled towards you. And so David is saying, and the Lord is saying to us, we can be like that. We can be stubborn. And the Lord is speaking to us in his word. He's saying, go this way, or come to me. Come to me and then go this way. And the animal just stands there, motionless, or runs the other way, away from the call of the master. And so if we are disciples of Jesus Christ, we are to be, by definition, learners. That's what a disciple is, right? Learners of Jesus Christ. Well, learners should be eager to learn. We should be eager to receive lessons from Jesus Christ, our Lord. But when we don't listen, it may be that the Lord will use a bit and a bridle to move us in the direction that we need to go. Now, wouldn't it be better if we just listened to the master and just went, rather than having to be harnessed like an unsubmissive creature? And so the Lord may use the bit and the bridle. Let's call these difficult times. Let's call these hard lessons that the Lord has for us to teach us. And the Word of God speaks of this discipline in Hebrews chapter 12. It says, "My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten?" And so if you say to the master, "No, I'm not interested, I'm going to go out to pasture, I'm going to go away from you," the Lord may come and he may grab you with the bit and the bridle, and he's going to pull you where you need to go. But he doesn't do this as an angry, impatient parent, as we sometimes do as parents, but he does so as a loving, good, wise, and merciful father. That's how he does this. And so whatever bit and bridle he imposes upon you is done so in love. But we don't have to do the bit and bridle approach. That's the thing. You don't have to be like a horse or a mule. That's what the point of the exhortation is. So how do we not be like a horse or a mule? How do we get this donkey-like spirit out of us? Well, be teachable. Be a disciple eager to be instructed from the lessons that God has for you. Come with pen and paper in hand at all times, whether it's literally or metaphorically, to receive the lessons that God has for you. Be on the edge of your chair ready for the teaching that God is going to bring to you. We do much better when we listen to God's teaching early on rather than waiting to receive it. And so, brothers and sisters, as we confess our sins this morning, I ask you, can you identify the lessons God is teaching you right now? Are you listening to them? Are you receiving them? Or are you resisting them? That's what this word has to say to us this morning. And it is a blessing that God promises to instruct us in the way we should go. He says, "I'm going to be very attentive. I'm going to have my eye upon you and show you where you should go." Receive it. Receive it as the good instruction of God. And so let us pray in light of this exhortation that we would be those humble, teachable, eager disciples of God. And let us confess our sins together, knowing that we have a merciful and faithful high priest, our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that in your love to us as your children, you train us. You discipline us. You correct us for our good that we may share in your holiness. Lord, we desire to be more teachable, more humble, more receptive to your counsel. Give us this humble spirit. May we not be as this unsubmissive animal that will not listen and must be harnessed and dragged. Give us, Lord, humble hearts. Make us to be those disciples that are eager to learn lessons, even if they're hard lessons, even if they are lessons that require us to change our ways, as they often do. Give us humility. And we thank you that in Christ we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. And we ask now that you would forgive us for those ways in which we have sinned against you by breaking your commandments. Wash us clean, Lord, and renew a right spirit within us. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins to the Lord.